Well, we're not far off from the November, what is it, 6th election coming up? Is that right? Is it November 6th? As I look at the calendar? Yeah, Tuesday, November 6th. Yeah, is the election. And there's a lot of offices here in Knox County that are up for grabs, and you got a chance to meet those candidates. It's a Meet Your Candidates Forum. It's coming up this Thursday, Steele School. Joining us to talk more about it is Dwight White. He is the vice president of the local chapter of the NAACP. Dwight, good morning. How are
you? Good morning.
Today?
How are we doing, Tom?
Good. Thanks for coming in with us again this morning. All right.
Good.
So are you ever not busy? Do you ever not have anything going on in your life?
I slept last night.
That's a good thing. That's a rarity, isn't it? All right. So so this Political Action Committee and NAACP sponsoring this event. And this is a really cool thing. It's not, I mean, there have been some debates and discussions.
Correct.
This is not what that's about. This is a chance for you as a human being to go meet with somebody running for an office, and ask them some questions and get a chance to know them a little bit.
Sit down, have a one-on-one with them, just meet them, find out why they're running, what they think, what they're going to bring to the table, and you just get a chance to have conversation with them.
Yeah, and that's such a great thing, because that is the biggest thing, is that, you know, whether there's ads or, you know, whether it's a billboard or ad and a paper ad on the radio, you don't really know those people. And
correct.
This is a chance. I mean, because in these cases, these are your neighbors.
Yes.
And these are the people making decisions. More than what happens on the state or federal level, people that are elected locally have more of an effect on your day-to-day life than any of the rest of them.
Correct. I mean, this is a guy that you've seen at the Hy-Vee grocery store, Hy-Lo's, or out to Walmart, and you didn't recognize him, didn't know who he was, or didn't know who she was. And it's just local people. Most of them have grown up or lived here in Galesburg all their lives, and you just don't know them. It's mostly county board. We're looking for county board. That's where most of the slots are. Mm-hmm. There's some candidates not being opposed.
Right.
They're welcome, too. They're coming, so you can just talk to them. County board members, clerks, and everybody. The sheriff, hopefully the two sheriff candidates, they'll come just to sit down and talk.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the thing. It's relaxed. It's no pressure. Well, more pressure if you're a candidate.
But
for you as an individual just trying to find something out, trying to find out about a person, yeah, no pressure.
Yes. Yeah.
So Steele School coming up Thursday night. What time does
6 o'clock. Please be there. As I always say, be there or be square.
There you go. Will it be in the gym there at Steele?
It'll be in the gym.
Okay,
yes.
The new gym there at Steele School. So, this is a really great idea. How did you know what made you guys want to do something like this? I know you've done it in the past, but why did you kind of come up with this idea?
Well, it's just like the simple fact is that most of the time you don't know who your candidates are. You know, how many people have ever met either one of the candidates for governor?
Well,
it'd be nice just to be able to sit down and talk to them.
Yeah.
Or attorney general. Well, we can see these people. We can meet them. We can talk to them. We can, you know, air your concerns or ask why they're running, you know, to get to know them personally. So they are human beings just like you are.
Well, and the bottom line also, the difference is in these local races, they're not politicians. They're human beings like the rest of us.
Yeah.
You get up beyond this sometimes. They're politicians.
Yeah. These are everyday Joes.
Different. Yeah.
Everyday Joes. And they're concerned about where our money goes.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. You know, county decides on how we spend our money. The county board takes care of that. You know, our nursing home, everything in the courthouse.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's our cash right here, right local.
Yeah. And again, so it affects your everyday life.
Correct.
Absolutely. Dwight White, vice president of the local chapter of the NAACP. Again, it's Meet Your Candidates Forum. It is coming up Thursday night at Steele School. 6 o'clock it gets underway. How long will it go? Just kind of till things
about
start
an hour,
to come out?
About an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully everybody will have a good time, feel nice and comfortable, and go home and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah.
You'll have a good idea why you're going to vote for somebody.
Right. Yeah, and so maybe, and it's for those, and it's not for somebody who doesn't have an idea, not only for somebody who doesn't have an idea. Even if you do have an idea, maybe you get to talking to somebody, it's like, you know, I kind of like what this person stands for,
correct,
what they're not. I mean, it's just a chance to really get to know, or maybe confirm who you thought you wanted to vote for.
That's it.
And you have to appreciate people that run for these local offices, because you get really nothing out of doing it. I mean, except the getting to do something for your community
and,
you know, that you're willing to take the time to do that.
Yes, and that's the whole key. You know, it's I think it's what politicians or political service is supposed to be about.
Right.
It's not supposed to be about power. It's about supposed to be about trying to make your community better and doing everything you can to help your community.
Yeah, you're not getting a lifetime pension for being on the county board.
No.
That's
no.
For sure.
So it's not an easy job. Sometimes we complain about what they do or how they make decisions. But they have a tough job.
Yeah.
They really do.
And see, people also need to understand you brought up a good point there because that's what we vote them in to make those tough decisions.
Correct.
Yes, they represent us, but they have to make those decisions. And we hear a lot about that with the school board now. Well, they're not elected to make those decisions. Yes, they are. That's why they're otherwise they wouldn't need a school board. That's same with the county board or whatever the case may be. That's why you need to meet them and talk to them and find out what they're about.
And believe it or not, I believe it's pretty thankless. You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thankless job, yeah.
Yep. So you're not going to please everybody.
Right.
You just try and do what's the best fiscally for your community.
And if you're trying to please everybody, you're not doing your job.
There you go. That's the fact.
Yeah. So there you go. Again, the Meet Your Candidates Forum is coming up on Thursday night, Steele School, and it gets underway at 6 o'clock. And again, just a chance to shake hands with them and just get to know him. Ask him. I mean, you don't even have to ask him about politics. Just get to know him as a person.
That's it. Just to get to know him as a person, because that's what's the most important part. You know, if you understand them and know them, you know, we're just the same.
Right.
We are all the same. It's just it's an opportunity for you to get to know that, find that out.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, who's best? Who do you think will help handle the county's money best make those votes you think they should make? You get a chance to. And you can, if you want, technically, you want to get into questions about certain things, certain issues. There you go.
You can ask
opportunity.
It. Or you can bring issues that you're concerned about. But county money translates into your money.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So. Again, all right. So 6 o'clock. Thursday night, Steele School in the gym. Sponsored by the Political Action
Committee,
NAACP. Local chapter, Dwight White is the vice president. And, man, does Devon send you to everything? Or you have to? Or do you volunteer? I'm just checking. I know he's busy, too.
We have a lot to do in our community.
Absolutely.
But I love it. I just thank the community for having let me do what I do for them.
Yeah. Well, the great thing you said, you know, we have a lot to do in the community, but there is a lot of good things going on in this
community. Oh, yes.
Talked about so many different things going on, and, you know, social media has given people a voice that they didn't have before to complain about stuff, but there's way more good than bad going on here. So we were talking about this the other night, last Thursday night downtown. I couldn't find a parking place. We had the Booze and Brews event, the fundraiser for Discovery Depot going on next door here, so there's no parking places across the street. The lot down there across from the Orpheum, that was completely full with the event going on there for the Ghost Army. So it's just there's always good things going on here in this community. A lot of really good, and we've got so many programs. We've had Anthony Law and the Men of Character, Women of Distinction program at Charles Amber College. We've had Joey and the folks from the Wild
Solutions. Great program.
Oh, man, the Streets Dads, and it's just there's so many good things on that helping kids get on the right path and even into adulthood.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Yeah. And we've got another one coming up in November the 4th. We're doing a Souls to the Polls. We're trying to work with the local clergy and the local churches to get together and twofold. We want to get together, go and vote. You can vote on November the 4th from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. It's open that Sunday.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
It's just something special around this area.
Okay.
And so we're going to have chili between 1 and 3 at First Baptist Church. And we're just going to try and get together, have fellowship, and then just enjoy ourselves, each other. And we'll get more information on that coming to you really soon, though.
Good deal. So that's coming up real soon, though.
Souls to the Polls, November the 4th. Keep listening and looking out for it. I think it'll be a great time for the whole community.
Absolutely. Dwight White, Vice President of local chapter of the NAACP. Again, Thursday night, Steele School, Meet Your Candidates Forum. And this is all your local candidates running for county board and some other things that'll be there. You get a chance to sit down and chat with them, get to know them a little bit. That's what it's all about. 6 o'clock at the Steele School gym. Dwight, anything else we need to know about?
No, I'm ready to go home and get me a cup of coffee now.
You don't get a nap in, though, do you?
No.
So. All right. Dwight, thanks so much for your time. Always appreciate it.
And I thank you guys for having us here.